There's a couple sayings out there. Some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with them. Apples don't fall far from the tree. Chip off the old block, or the ones that are more obvious, like father, like son, or like mother, like daughter. And as we've heard this morning in 1 John, like master, like servant. That's how it's supposed to be. We are supposed to be imitators. That is the command, the exhortation in our passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 4 this morning. We are to be imitators. We are imitators. We are naturally imitators. Even when we don't want to be, we're like dad or mom. And then most certainly, when we want to be, we imitate, we copy. I was remembered the other day of some of the interesting things some of my co-students in high school did. Wear one glove on one hand, imitating Michael Jackson. Or wear the gloves with no fingers and spike your hair like Billy Idol. It was obvious what those guys were doing. They were imitating. And we do it all the time on purpose and even without even realizing it. Particularly, generally speaking, we imitate our culture. We're like those around us. So we are imitators. We don't have to be told to be imitators. What we have to be told is to be imitators of Christ. We have to be told that. We have to be told it again and again and again, reminded of that, because it does not come naturally. Because what Christ did is not natural, so to speak. How He lived is not what comes to mind when we wake up this morning and put one foot on the ground. Our natural inclination, our normal tendency is to live for number one, and that number one is us, ourself, me first. And if anyone gets in the way of me, or offends me, or steps on me, they better look out, because they're going to get it. I was actually very specifically and literally taught to respond that way. On two embarrassing occasions, a family member saw me pushed by another guy. One time it was my dad. He saw me pushed by a guy and I walked away. And he wasn't angry at me, but he very fervently told me, if I get pushed, push back. If I get hit, hit back. Another time it was my grandmother. She saw one of my so-called friends who, I don't remember, he got whatever he did, and he pushed me and I walked away, and same thing. Told me, why didn't you hit him with your surfboard? Because I had a surfboard in my arms at the time. You know? When you get hit, hit back. When you get insulted, insult back. That comes natural and we teach it. But that is exactly the opposite of what Jesus did. It is the exact opposite of His example. And yet it is Jesus we are to be imitators of if we are Christians. If our faith is in Christ and if we are in Him, we are dead to sin, Romans, 9 o'clock hour, alive in the Spirit, and how we are to live is Christ. That's exactly what Paul calls the Corinthians to in this section. I'm going to finish chapter 4. I want to focus on that one main issue of being imitators of Christ, because as I said a moment ago, that is the command, that is the exhortation, that is the point in this passage that I want to make sure we don't miss and that our attention is on and that we endeavor to obey. I'm going to read the passage in two chunks, quickly put them into context, and then, in essence, apply them for us. Verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings, and would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world. To angels and to men, we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we hunger and thirst, we are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless. We labor, working with our hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things. Paul has clearly set up a contrast here. His words are dripping with irony. The Corinthians fancy themselves kings and queens, if you will, as if they have arrived. They have all they need physically. They have all they need spiritually. They are in Christ. They know the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in its various forms. They have wonderful speakers among them who teach them. And so they're looking down on Paul. And looking down on Paul, they look down on Christ. Paul is an apostle, a hand-picked, chosen messenger of Christ. What did he say? What did Jesus say? It's recorded for us in John 15. Like master, like servant, like the one who gives the message, so the messenger. Paul's a messenger. His point here in what we have as a paragraph is to use irony to rebuke them. You've got your thinking flipped. Just like last week, specifically talking about church leadership. They've got things topsy-turvy, upside down, flipped. They misunderstand it. They will rule. The day of reigning with Christ will come, but that is not yet. And they have their expectations and the way they evaluate things all wrong. They want their best life now. They think they have it. And they look down on those who don't. Even the Apostle Paul. His point, though, is very clear as he makes it now in this last paragraph, verse 14. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. This is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod? Or with love and a spirit of gentleness? That last section clearly leads into what comes next. But related to where we're at, Paul has made it clear. His point is, in this section, put this way. Imitate me. His ways. Imitate Paul in Christ. His ways in Christ. Because they've been doing just the opposite. They've been imitating the world, the culture around them. They are playing favorites when it comes to church teachers, leaders, their speakers, and that is not of Christ, that is of the world. They're following the wrong example, they're imitating the wrong pattern. And he is now summing up his point and using himself as an example, which is also ironic, because they're looking down on him, judging him. And he's already said, I don't even judge myself. Christ will judge my stewardship. But he uses himself and says, become imitators of me, of my ways in Christ. Specifically, what's already come is their issue of being proud and arrogant and dividing over certain speakers and saying, I'm of this one and I'm of that one. He says, stop. There's no place for that. How does it apply to us? Very directly. Verse 16, be imitators, applies to us directly. We may not have the issue of aligning behind or with certain speakers and expressing our cultural thinking in that way, but we are called, without a doubt, as Christians, to be imitators of Paul, of his ways in Christ, as we have for us in Scripture. So ultimately, it's of Christ. This isn't a concept that's unique to 1 Corinthians. What did Jesus say in the Great Commission? Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you. And Jesus wasn't one to say, do what I say and don't do what I do. Jesus was one to say, do what I say, which is what I also do. We're called to make imitators of Christ. Paul says it in Philippians. Copy the example of others who are walking in a similar manner. Already read for you from Hebrews chapter 12. Surrounded by such a great cloud of examples to imitate, fix your eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. We are to imitate Christ. And from 1 Peter chapter 2 that was read for us, Christ suffered and left for us an example. An example to what? To follow. When you follow an example, what are you doing? You're imitating. The application from this passage this morning is very easy in one sense, very simple and straightforward, that you can find in the rest of Scripture, easily correlated to know that it is true for every Christian of every day, every age, and in every place. We are to imitate Christ. The question is, what does that look like? Because we are imitators by nature. But not in the example that Christ set. What does that look like? I'm going to stick with just verses 12 and 13. Halfway through 12, three things. When reviled, we bless. So when someone insults you, mocks you, is putting you down to your face, you bless. You want, you wish for, even pray for and seek what is good and beneficial for them. When persecuted, you endure. You don't give up. Don't get angry. Don't run away. Don't capitulate. Don't give in. Endure. Keep going. And the third one, when slandered, when someone says what is not true of you, you entreat. Which is exactly what's going on with Paul and the Corinthians. They've been, in essence, slandering him. And what is he doing? He's entreating them. He's exhorting them and urging them to the truth. You want a picture for what this looks like? Look at the end of verse 13. We have become and still are like the scum of the world. Some of you are wondering if I'm saying a bad word. I'm reading Scripture. It verges on being a bad word. Even in the Scripture, the refuse of all things. What I mean by that is, it is the sharpest, most pointed word that Paul can use without actually using profanity. He says, we apostles, and like master, like servant, like the one sending the messenger, like messenger, we apostles are treated like the scum of the world. Scum would be used to that which was scraped off the sandal. And what was on the sandal? Everything you picked up walking in the streets where the cows and the sheep and the donkeys went to the bathroom. Where people threw out their pots of leftover washings and waterings and sewage. There's a second word there translated refuse. Some of you think refuse. Well, I know what that is. I refuse to do things all the time. No, it's refuse. It's garbage. In other words, sewage It's captured in the English word scum quite well. Jesus' example, as lived out by the apostles, and the very example that we are to follow, is like this. Here's the picture. When you're treated like sewage on someone's shoe, you treat that person like they're precious, like they're valuable. What does everyone do? Even if you love dogs, what does everyone do when they step in dog do? You just try to get it off, man. Get it off the shoe, and that stuff will just doesn't seem to want to go away. You want it off. It's disgusting. No one likes it. That's the way Christ was treated. That's the way His apostles were treated. That's the way the prophets were treated. That's the way Christians today are treated. That's the way you might be treated. And the issue is, the exhortation is, the admonition is, the command is, when treated like that, when treated like scum, you don't respond in like manner. Instead, you treat that person or persons like they are precious. That's how you might sum up those three things in 12 and 13. That's the picture given to us, and it's not my illustration, but Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's where it is. That's the example we're to follow. That's what it looks like. It is Christ lived out. Again, the command is in verse 16, become, very literally, become imitators of me. And it's a command. But of me, of the Paul there, is to be of Christ. As he goes on to say, he sent Timothy to remind you of my ways in Christ. What's the motivation? Why do that? This is important. The command to imitate Christ, the command is not there that we would copy it, imitate it, so as to gain Christ. But because we have already gained everything in Christ by His work, by His doing. In our passage at hand, that's captured in that whole in Christ. He says, I became your father, verse 15, in Christ Jesus through the gospel. In Christ Jesus. Because of your reality in Christ, not to gain the reality of Christ, we are to be imitators of Christ, not to become saved, not to be saved, because we have been saved. Not to gain heaven, because heaven is our own. Yes, I know in the previous sections there was the issue of rewards. That's not about salvation, and that does play into teachers and what they're teaching. But my point is to make sure you don't misunderstand me this morning as I preach a be-like sermon, because that's what we're told. Be like Christ, is that you don't, in your twisted fleshly ways, grab a hold of that and make it works. I'm going to follow Christ's example so that I have favor with God, so that I can have forgiveness, that I can go into heaven. No. Why we are to endure being treated like scum and not respond in like is because of what is true of us already in Christ, if you are indeed in Christ. We've seen this in other verses already. I referenced verse 7 earlier. Chapter 4. What do you have that you did not receive? And that's an echo back to what he said in his prayer at the beginning in chapter 1. I thank God for His grace that He has given to you in Christ. You've been enriched in every way. There's also that reminder that gets at the issue of why it's so hard for us to endure being treated like scum without getting angry, without trying to take vengeance. What do we want? We want things right. We want justice. Also in chapter 4, we have the reminder, and it's not the first time in these few chapters, that Christ will return. From the end of verse 5 in chapter 4, then each will receive his commendation from God. We can release the desire and the need for vengeance, for setting things right and letting people get what they deserve, because that's in Christ's hands, in whose hands we also are if our faith is in Christ. And all that in Christ means is ours. That's the motivation. 1 Peter chapter 2. If you tasted that the Lord is good. Philippians chapter 2. If there's any comfort in Christ, any loving, what we have, that's the motivation. Imitators of Christ, not to gain Christ, but because Christ is ours and we are His, not by what we have done or ever could do, but by what Christ has done. Both the reality that is ours in Christ now and what is yet to come. 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again into a living hope, to an inheritance that is what? Unfading, imperishable, untouchable, kept in heaven for you who are being kept by God's power. The best is yet to come, but it is surely ours in Christ. And that is why we are to be imitators of Christ. It was in Corinth that those who believed in Jesus as the Messiah were first called Christians, which means a little Christ. Those like Christ. And that's exactly what we are to be. Familiar message to all of us. Question is, are we imitating Him? Are you imitating Him? You may not be dragged before governing authorities, or you might be. But what happens in your home when you are inconvenienced or wronged? How do you respond? What about at work? What about generally speaking when in the news Christians are inconvenienced or wrong, or someone in a Facebook post slanders? What's your response? Is it like Christ? Is it Christ-like? Do you imitate Christ? Or do you have to have justice now? You hit me, I hit you. You insult me, I insult you. You do wrong, you need to get it, you need to get it now. You treat me like scum, and I will throw it at you. That's the natural response. That's normal. That's not Christ. And forget about the big examples of being dragged before the authorities, or someone coming in the room right now with machine gun and saying, okay, if you're a Christian, stay here. If you're not a Christian, leave. And go, oh, will I be like Jesus? Are you like Jesus in your homes? In your relationships that are constant day in and day out, do you accept? Accept? Yeah. And endure being treated like sewage? That's the call. That's our marching order. That's the model we are to copy. The example we are to follow. I glanced at an article that said The Avengers, Infinity War, Endgame, whatever this next movie is, that has broke the internet. I'm like, what does that mean? So, of course, I had to skim the article. Well, record ticket sales before it's even in the theaters. And one writer surmised that we are so fascinated with such movies because we long for heroes. I think there's truth in that. We just long for the wrong hero. It's why many rejected Jesus as the Messiah when he showed up. Because he did not crush the Romans under his heel. He didn't bring down the iron rod and crush those who were currently oppressing them. And that's what the heroes we come up with do. Oh yes, I know. At that final moment, they don't kill the bad guy. But then of course, the bad guy's gotta do something to justify them killing the bad guy. And then the movie ends. I don't know how many cowboy movies I saw like that watching cowboys with my dad growing up. Right? It's the same motif. Why? Because we want vengeance now. We want all things set right now. They will be set right. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Christ will return. All will answer to Him. And if you want to talk about those rewards from the previous chapter, or even what's going on there in verse 5, we'll answer to Him too. Our salvation isn't at stake, right? Verse 15, chapter 3, if anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself be saved, but only as through fire. We'll answer to, we'll all come before him. That will happen. Our concern in the here and now is to imitate him. Not to gain, not to get, but because we've already been given. And to not treat others like the sewage that they treat us like is foreign. Foreign to us and everyone around us. Yet that is the example we are called to. Imitators of Christ. Whatever day of the week it is, wherever you're living, with whomever you're among, that's the call. So you can ask yourself this question. Before you respond to someone, am I going to imitate Christ? How do I do that? And you do it. Because as a Christian, you can. And that is what you were saved to. Not saved by it, but saved to it. That's what the word Christian means. Little Christ. Like master, like servant, chip off the old block, apples don't fall far from the tree. That's exactly the way it's supposed to be with us. Let's pray. Lord God, may we live in keeping with this calling to which you've called us in Christ Jesus. May we walk in the good works that you prepared for us beforehand, that we now as new creations in Christ would walk in them. And Father, the simplest thing is the hardest. Father, may we imitate Christ in our response to ill treatment, mistreatment of others. May we live Christ in the seemingly smallest of ways, because we are alive in Christ. And we will share in His glory. We will reign with Him. Every wrong will be set right. Justice will be brought about fully. And we know Your mercy, Your love, and Your forgiveness right now in Christ. Father, glorify Yourself in us. Fix our eyes upon Jesus, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, shame, who in His battle against sin shed His blood. Fix our eyes upon Jesus, who when was spoken ill of and slandered, He did not respond, but went silently to suffer in our place. Father, may we, by the powerful working of Your Holy Spirit, imitate Him and be more like Him every day. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to send you off to lunch with a passage, not telling you where it is, let you figure it out. Now to Him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God, be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. You're dismissed, but please stay around for lunch.